That's right. Mastercraft. Belish mother. Belish mother. Hans Latin. Hallelujah. What a day to start a Friday morning show on the WhatsApp Lagos. Wow. How you feeling this morning? I hope that you woke up on the bright side. But man, the traffic. Crazy this morning. What is happening, Lagos? What is happening? Today's Friday. Anyway, maybe because it's Friday, most people probably are going back to meet their family. Maybe some people are just in a hurry to go out of Lagos this morning. But hey, the traffic is a lot. Jeez.
Yeah.
If you're stalking traffic right now, please tell us your location. Where exactly are you stuck? But I really hope that you're fine. Good morning and what's up, Lagos?
Yes.
My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I am not Har, but I'm Collins. Teke. 8 minutes past 10. That song brings the right energy to kickstart on a Friday with a heart of appreciation.
It's so much.
The first thing I'm going to say now is, my God is good and kind to me.
That's right.
Is that your story? Is that your story? Well, let's even get to the matter on ground right now.
What's the matter on ground?
Kino Shella, go.
What's the matter?
How far the traffic this morning on Lekki Epe Expressway? What's the happen?
I thought you wanted to say something else. I thought you wanted to say something. You said, what's the matter? I was like, yo, I thought you wanted to bring
No, come on.
Some of our hidden gist.
No,
we'll
still get there. we'll certainly get there, but for now, yeah. It's not the traffic.
What is happening? I asked that earlier. What is happening, Lagos?
Even when Third Mainland Bridge was closed, the roads were free. What's going on?
Right. Somebody here is saying, I'm stuck in traffic at Agege. Paul from Ogun State. Wow.
Oh, boy.
The Lekki Epe Expressway is blocked.
And I'm wondering why. Because you get out, as soon as you pass Ikati, there's no traffic again. So what's causing the traffic?
I think there are a lot of cars on the road. I think the reason, I'm just saying, because like we said, by the time you know, get past the traffic and you'll be like, what caused this? I'm just thinking it might be because of a lot of cars moving on the road at the same time. Yeah, that could probably be the reason.
Or could it be an offshoot? Of course, when you talk about Lekki Epe Express Road, there are, you know, roads that are off the Lekki Epe Express Road. That leads to where a lot of people live in those areas.
That's right.
And those roads also contribute to the traffic because it's a question of... Let me contribute. If you delay a large number of people on one road, when they start releasing themselves out, they all come out at the same time.
That's right.
All right. Addo Road. Addo Road.
Okay.
Addo Road. Now, how many times do we call it?
A tiny little bird told me that something is going to happen on that road very soon.
Aha. Because
residents there are not happy.
They can never be happy. They cannot be happy on Addo Road. What happened to you going to carry your son?
At night.
Why is it that I counted, in the mornings you count 50 to 60 to 70 tippers. I mean, what they call those vehicles.
Yeah, tippers.
Carrying son. When people are rushing to go to the office, you say it's your own business too, but what happened to doing that at night? And then you have no sense of urgency whatsoever. You guys are just parking on the roads, just taking your time, causing traffic, forcing keke drivers and bike riders to take one way and further compound the issue. I have had to use one way on that road because the truth is, if you stay on that road, those tippers will keep you there till your show is over. No, it's true now. I was just getting here to say the show is done. Anyways.
There's this message here. It's saying, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Teke. The traffic from second toll gate to Ikate is a backbreaker. The comfort of your car is not enough to withstand it.
That's it. But back to the ad. I don't know what residents around there are thinking. Whether you think it's that's how you want to be living your life every day. Spending an hour, spending 1 hour, 20 minutes, spending 45 minutes for a less than 5 minutes journey, like from Addo roundabout to Ajah, is supposed to be nothing less than 5 minutes. But guess what? People spend 45 minutes, sometimes an hour, sometimes more than an hour, just to get off the road. It's enough. Enough is enough. This has to be addressed. Except the residents don't want to say anything. Because who got the tipper? Who's running out of the tipper?
This person here says, and the traffic light in Jakonde is not working for a long time now. I guess the traffic light is powered by the Circle Mall that was looted. God help Nigeria, because solar power supported to power traffic lights and not malls. Okay. And this is from Oba Ogunsi from Agungi.
Wow. Traffic. Mm. Oh, wow.
Thank you for
wow.
dropping that message.
No, that means we're speaking the mind of people, right?
That's right. People are frustrated.
We cannot demonic traffic
except
with that one.
Except you're not living in Lagos, except you're not taking or plying that route.
Uh-huh.
I mean, except you fly to get to your destination. But I'm sure you feel the pain right now. And yeah, anyway, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine at the end of the day. Yeah. Thank God we got here. I almost forgot to ask you, how was your night? How are you?
I don't know how I slept, and I just knew that I woke up.
I
was far exhausted. Like, I was so tired.
I crashed out too.
Did you?
I did.
You helped. I think you.
Yeah, I helped. I mean,
you. I couldn't do it.
Yes.
I was so tired.
I bumped in, yes.
And then Colin had to bath our son.
Uh huh.
I didn't even know how you dressed him up. I don't know how he slept back. I just don't know, because I crashed.
I know.
I think that's the right word. I crashed.
You know, after that, I guess he just found himself to you, and then from there...
He slept off.
And I also crashed out.
Yeah.
The next time I opened my eyes, it was 5 a.m. Yay! That's what I just said. But thank God for sound sleep, and thank God for an ability to be up and kicking and be in the studio.
That's right. So Lagos, Nigeria, tell us how you're feeling this morning. You know how we do it. Scream, what's up, Lagos? And then we have a matcha. We have
ground.
A family talk on ground.
Uh-huh.
This is not just, it's as lighthearted as possible, because we've had back-to-back series of very hard bone to chew for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, today we're going to make it as lighthearted as possible. We're just asking regular questions, and I'm sure that some, one way or the other, most of it, if you're the man, you've experienced this, or if you're the woman.
A decision on men.
Men are usually very upset.
Yeah.
That we don't care. I'm sorry.
I know they'll be saying, what is she talking about?
I'm sorry. We got to look nice. We got to look good. We got to look fly. You know, like, oh my God. Yeah.
So today.
Just deal with it.
On our family talk, I'm just asking, like, many men want to ask. Many men.
Many men.
Who's the... Okay, but...
Right.
Shout out to 50 Cent, by the way. But we're asking... What happens in the salon? Well, actually, what exactly goes on in the salon?
Well, they're to look good, for God's sake. We want to make our hair.
For how long?
Have our medis and pedis, you know. I look good.
Oh, basically, my, oh, my.
That's basically what goes down.
Now, I walk into a barber's shop. I know Max. I have 30 minutes gone. The guy don't do tea. And then you get into the salon. I want to believe, just like many men, we think that's where women go to talk about men. That's where they go to sit and talk man matter.
That's not true.
That's what I think.
That's what you think, but that's not true.
Is it possible for women to be in the salon and not have any conversation because I just
very
do what they're doing?
Very possible. I do it.
No.
When I get to the salon, who am I talking to? I do my business.
Okay.
And I leave the place.
Okay, great.
Now, we spend time there not because we want to go there and just... Or not because we want to go there and just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to make our hair... We're there to make our nails.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to, you know, polish our toenails as well.
You must do all at once, Abby.
Right. If they need to be cared for, do it at once.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the question today on our family talk is, what goes on in the salon? No. What goes on there? Ladies, come and tell me what goes on in the salon. And if you're a man, you've ever wondered what exactly goes on there. and you've not followed your wife or your girlfriend or, you know, your special one to the salon, you probably do not know. You're wondering too. Today is the day we're asking that question. Man, talk to your wife and say, what goes on in the salon?
If you're worried, if you care so much, follow us to the salon.
To go and stay 3 hours.
It's not that hard. Come with us. Sit with us. Read in magazine or newspaper or what have you. Sit with us where we'll do all the beauty things. Put ourselves together.
Where are you talking about in Lagos? Yeah, we should go and sit.
Yes, no.
Okay. I'm sure.
Wait. Have you ever followed me to the salon before?
Because I know that I'm going to spend a long time in there.
Since we got married.
No, I have.
Only when we were just dating. Yes, I don't think when we got married you've ever followed me to the salon. But I've followed you several times to your barbing salon.
Because you won't spend more than 30 minutes.
That's not true.
Okay.
It's not true. It's
except
not because
you're waiting
of that.
For somebody.
And there's several times I've gone with you and there are other people waiting to, you know, cut their hairs as well. But I'm there waiting for you, for your turn. And even when it gets to your turn, I'm still there waiting for you.
Okay, great. I agree. So are you trying to say that one of the things that happen in the salon, your salons, is that you end up waiting for others to be done before you go?
That's also part of it. I mean, a lot of women go out probably during the weekends to go make their hair, fix their nails, and what have you. So it's more like, you know, there's a long queue and you're waiting for your turn.
No, I'm not taking that. That can't not be the reason.
I don't understand.
Spend 2-3 hours.
I'm not agreeing
to that. So we just try to find out and understand, guys, what happens in the salon, what ladies get to do in the salon, and that takes that long. And if you've ever wondered why, you have an opportunity to unravel that today. We're asking every lady out there, hello ladies, what goes on there? Is it worth going, Jesus?
My beautiful ladies, come and defend yourself, because right now it's looking like they all think that we go there to play, or we go there to just sit and do nothing.
Talk about man.
Or we go there, okay?
Or to gossip yourselves.
Oh, God.
It's to go and say, sit that one. It's just enjoying. What kind of... Some ladies, is that what happens there? Because I know that for sure, in most cases, there are guys who... Most of the stylists are guys, no doubt. But there will always be women more in salons, because that's what the women...
Yes.
And where women are gathered, men... What do you think will be happening in the garden of women where they can talk? What do you think they'll be talking about? That's what I want to find out.
Why are you scared? Why do you feel insecure? Why do you think that we're talking about men?
We want to know because we're trying to understand women better.
I don't get it.
We want to treat our women better, so we need to understand what goes on in the salon.
But I have shared with you what basically goes down.
I don't think that's enough.
It's all right.
Well, Lagos, that's the conversation and family talk today. And it's a Friday, so don't forget to be excited about life.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have survived yet another week in the pandemic.
That's right.
You've got to celebrate that.
Another week in a pandemic.
Hey, another week in the pandemic.
See that? I can't even do the rap more than...
You think you're a better rapper?
Oh, God.
No problem.
Oh,
I agree. Did you just hear Grammy nominee Collins? Rap album of the year, Collins.
I can't believe
it. Let's announce it. You'll be shocked. I'm telling you. I've been rapping from the days before the days of Nabil
you
for
can't
real.
I can't believe it. All right. Well done.
Anyway.
I wish you good luck in your career.
Yes.
I wish you good luck. Your Grammy Award nomination, your dreams.
I'll make sure you go and receive the award from me. You'll be like, Collins should have been here. But he's unavoidably absent. I think he's in France. He had an appointment there. But I'm here to receive it as the wife. You'll be the one to tell the stories. I never believed in the rap dream, you know. But today I'm standing here. That's to tell you. You're now becoming motivation to others. Okay. Be watching.
It's all right.
Give me the microphone. Give me the microphone.
I rest my
case
there.
Give me the microphone. Don't worry.
I rest my case there.
Like I blow.
We want to hear from you this morning.
Yep.
0700-993-993-993. You can also reach us on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805.
Yes, those are the numbers to be a part if you are a lady.
Exactly. We want to hear from you this morning.
Hey,
females,
ladies.
Beautiful ladies.
Yeah.
01-465-7190. I'll take the game real slow this time so that you can pick it. 01-465-7190.
That's it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, now. Did you feel the rise?
Oh my.
God.
Well, let's talk to the first lady. What goes down in the salon? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
This is my first time I'm calling this show because I'm never trying to shout what's up, Lagos. But the topic today has me cracking up.
Okay.
I have to call.
Okay.
All right, let's hear from
you. Ridiculous what you think goes on in the salon.
Yes.
Seriously.
We want to know. Today.
I don't even talk to anybody when I go there. What's there to talk between the sound of the dryer or the sound of something else? Who is talking?
Exactly.
I feel like people talk more in a barbing shop than
in
the salon. Like,
you can't talk when they're talking.
That's a fact, though. So I've been cracking up. I was like, really, Colin, this is what you think?
Yes.
You should go one more time
and surprising.
Find out.
It's surprising. No.
You're waiting for your hair to be washed or your nails to be done. You're waiting. And if you go to a place where they don't do appointments, you stay longer. Mm. But if you make an appointment, then you have a shorter time because when it's your turn, Yes. But talking... Who are you talking to?
I don't get it.
They're minding your business. Look on their phone.
Nobody's saying nothing.
Okay.
You talk more in a barbing salon than at the ladies.
No.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
I don't get it.
How can you talk with clip on your mustache?
No, you guys.
No,
do talk.
Women have mustache?
But no.
Good. How can you talk with clip on your mustache?
That's you.
Do you do?
But we're telling
do you. Do you do lips?
That make, we don't.
Do
talk.
You do lips? Women in the salon, you don't talk.
We don't.
I don't believe that.
Talk.
I do not believe that. That's when you except for the touche. That was a touche because every lady is beautiful. Except for the ones that I say, look, I'm not the type. I don't want to have anything to do with anybody. You know, just keep to yourself. But ladies, naturally, something will come up. It might be the song. It might be a statement. That's where just to start.
I think it's the same thing with guys in their salon. I mean, it's the same thing. You guys talk. You guys sit and
talk. Yes, guys talk. I agree.
You guys argue about football. You guys argue about a lot of things. You guys argue about artists.
Mm-hmm.
You argue about these things. I don't think ladies got time for that. I don't think we've got time for that. We don't do that in a salon.
Man, how do you feel when the moment your wife tells you or your partner tells you, I am going to the salon? First of all, what's the minimal time you have in mind? Okay, how long will this person stay? At that time, I just look at it, okay, this is an opportunity for me to, if I have movement, let me move now because it's going to take a while. So we want to know what goes on in the salon. We want to know today. Come and tell us.
That's fair enough. If you want to know, good and fine. I've told you what we do in the salon. If you're not okay with that, that's your problem.
Okay. Let's hear from the next lady.
Top of the day to you.
Top of
you
today.
You that holy man from Kalahari Desert.
No, please. I'm not from Kalahari.
Aloha be thy name. The way you handle short hair, do you handle long hair like that?
Oh.
The way you wash short hair, do you wash long hair like that? The length at which it will dry for the short hair, is it the same time with the long hair?
Thank you.
Okay.
And then when you don't have enough hair and you have to do miracle hair, will you not take much time?
So I've heard.
Don't try fasting for 3 days or 3 nights.
Okay, thank you. We need to go on a break. When we come back, this continues. At least I've heard a number of things that the longer the hair, the longer the time, according to the last caller. And we'll get back to the conversation right after these messages.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, number of questions, messages are coming on Facebook already matter. And Alexander Neo says, the techies, good morning. I love you guys. Ladies,
we
go
love
to the
you too.
It's the ladies go to the salon to to table our matters, so Collins. Now the headquarters of Aproko.
How you take no? Have you followed your wife or your partner there before?
We just know.
How you take no?
We just know.
You cannot just know.
This is a lady now.
All right.
Tonya A. Omunze says, what's up, Lagos? The hair salon is the biggest gossip center. Women talk most in the salon.
For real?
Uh-huh. That's a lady.
Maybe a different kind of lady. Maybe not my kind of lady.
Okay. Akban Abraham says, in my opinion, ladies discuss more of relationship and marriages in the salon.
Okay.
Maybe I said it.
All right.
Aha. Uh-huh. And Franklin Uba, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Good morning, sweet techers. My brother. The last time I followed my woman to the salon, even the ladies there were eyeing me. Eh? They be like, this guy has a lot of patience. Who? They know, it takes too long. My ears, he said my ears were full with their amebo gist. Cheers. Shungbo, that's another confirmation.
Okay, now, I understand that part.
No, you're calm.
No.
You're calm. Why you calm, please?
I know there's that part. Okay. Right? And it depends. It depends on the salon you go to make your hair.
No.
Right? No, it's true.
Is it the salon
let
or the people?
Let me say my own, no. It depends on... Ladies, if I'm speaking your mind, just let me know. It depends on the salon that you go to. If you go to the salon where the person who is making your hair is tapping your business, is that what you think? If you tap your ears, is that what you think? And you say, Pem,
you're
it's all
gist.
Over. It's all over.
I don't think anything. So, amebo is part of the things that happen in the salon.
That's if the person making your hair tap you and say, sister, have you waiting your tank? If they did not ask you waiting your tank, you mind your business. You stay there and you do your hair gently and then you leave.
Okay, man, we're just trying to understand what happens in the salon. And that's not difficult. What goes on in the salon, that's all.
We make our hair.
We're here. Hamlet Edgy Kemi says, good morning, Collins. I'm talking to you guys. I'm a bus driver here in Badagio Expressway on strike. Okay, why are you on strike? What happened?
What's going on?
What's the strike? Okay. Okay. I'm happy to do. I'm among those testifying. Okay. Thank you for testifying. Okay. They should stop this tipper. They should stop tippers.
A lot of people are complaining.
Clement,
even on WhatsApp, I've been getting messages about the tippers along Ado Road. It's crazy. If you're a person living around Ado, Badore, Langbasa, Ajah, man, it's crazy.
He said that they've totally spoiled the road close to Chicken Republic that's on Ado Road. He's also complaining about that. This man says, what's up, Lagos? Yes. Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma.
Good morning.
You know it's you, but thank God Almighty. All right. He says, still in traffic, I swear. Lekki Ekpe Expressway. He says, I swear. That's Chris Adams sending the message here. All on Facebook. You can join us live at Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube to be a part.
All right. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
My lady is right here beside me.
Okay.
Hi, lady.
To hear what I want to say.
Okay.
Let's hear.
Go ahead.
Her name is Oreoluwa. She's right there. I'm calling. My name is Kenny Ari. I'm calling you from Akeson.
Oh, okay. Great.
My baby is right there with me.
Hi,
Oreoluwa.
Hi.
Let me tell you the truth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Whenever she tells me she's going to the salon, I know that day is going to be a wasted day. She'll be there for more than 20 hours.
Uh-huh.
It's not her fault.
You start begging her. Where should they go on now?
It's not her fault. You can't blame her.
When you now call her, she will give the phone to like 5 people to talk to you. Oh, yeah, talk to this person. Talk to this one. There was a day I called her and she never knew that I have called. So she picked the call. I was not listening to their conversation. It's all about guys. They were just talking about guys. That one cost me. I don't agree. You know, their discussion is always about men. I don't know their problem. For me, I would just advise all women, let them go on low cost. How many hours are they spent for Barbie Salon?
Abby?
I heard someone say we normally talk at the Barbie Salon. Who won't talk whether they cut hair? If you talk, you go fold your mouth. You go fold your mouth because hair no enter your mouth.
That's all.
But women, and they make their hair, and you go, they hear. Tebari got to share a lot of people, by any ano.
Oh,
Kilo Shelle.
Kilo Shelle.
And you go and you let you. Kilo Shelle.
It's all right. Thank you.
You know that the air used to pain them. But me, I know that if I bab my own hair like this, if I don't put water, I don't finish.
You don't finish.
But ask Andrea whether she put water for her hair.
Put water.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You have sent your own.
I just want to greet you.
Okay. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Is it true? Is it true?
Laughing.
Ah.
Hey. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. 10:38, that's what the time says. We're live on What's Up Lagos. What goes on in the salon? Ladies, come and talk. Today I've known that it's Apricot Corner. That's where some people go to salon and come back. And they'll just be frowning, they'll be unhappy. If you wonder what's going on, maybe they've gone to gist and I've heard the one that will change their mind about one or two things.
If we go there to talk,
you're not agreed that
I'm not agreeing, no. Well, all that I have said is it's me personally. I don't go there to talk, I don't go there to gist. I don't do it.
Let's talk to the next lady.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, the life! Yes!
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 Ay, ay, ay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Collins. How is it?
Great. We're fine. How are you too?
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God.
Yes. I can see my lovely sister. God bless you, people.
God bless you too.
God bless you for making us to be smiling every morning. It's beautiful. Lady G calling from Ijebu.
Good to have you, Lady G.
Welcome.
So, I think you are saying, for me, I have my low cut.
Okay.
So I don't do my hair.
Okay.
I go to salon. I bob my hair like the men.
Uh-huh.
But do you agree that we go there to gist? I'm sure at some point you'll be making your hair. So
of course, yes. That is women for you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you for calling. I've not seen one woman it's not falling out, it's just reality. Because men have been in doubt, in wonder, what's going on in that salon, safe. Some men will even be doubting, say, Abi, are you sure it's salon this woman says she's going to, she went to? Today we settle it. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's up? Yes!
Just the life!
First time I'm getting you guys on What's Up Lagos.
Good to have you. Welcome.
Tell me what's up, Lagos!
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! What's up, Lagos?
I'm going
to launch you.
Now you
start. Maybe not more.
So immediately she comes back and we ask, who did you gist about?
It's a lie. Oh my God.
Mrs. Teke, I'm going to burn cable.
Oh my God. They burnt my cable this morning.
Cable is a bump.
Oh my God.
It's a bump.
I can't believe it.
The level of gossip that goes down there, if we can export it, this country will be the richest country on the face. Very serious.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
But you can't blame us now. That's where we learn how to cook good food, new food. We learn new tricks, you know, things to make the house, you know, put together.
No.
So you're admitting.
I did not admit, sir. Hello, sir. You did not get it right. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for those people who actually do, because of women have said they do. So for those that do, you know, they go there to learn things. You can't blame them.
It is the primary thing that's why you always go there, not bring them to the house.
We're also going to ask that question. Do you prefer, ladies, do you prefer home service or you prefer going to the salon? I'm aware that different kinds of women right now.
Salon.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. So if you are not going there to gist, what happened to home service?
Let's even find out from ladies, right? Do you prefer the home service or do you prefer to go to the salon?
They would prefer going to salon because
I will prefer home service. This is me, I will prefer home service. I can't go there, sit down, waiting for hours, right, before it gets to my turn.
What goes down in the salon today? We must know. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Colin, you took me off that time, although that was a baptismal. I remember your old song now, Every King. When men talk, they don't talk politics. They always talk about their chicks. Have you not heard that?
Yeah, yes, but
you used to dance to that.
That one is song. Real life right now.
Making reference that they are always talking about women. They don't talk politics. And that's why in the House of Assembly, you see them fighting. And the other one comes to say, I'm married to a 11 wife now.
All right. You made your point, actually. There are a lot of people calling, so we try to keep to the time so that we can take as many calls as possible.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Next call. What's up, Lagos?
I can't believe it.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? What goes down in the salon, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Ikoto.
Okay. Oh, great to have you.
Yeah, I work in the salon.
Oh,
all right.
So, women gossip in the salon.
Uh-huh. Hey!
And that's fast.
My cable!
What we hear in the salon, our ear is full. And your ear is full. They are telling you, they are discussing among themselves and saying all sorts of things about their guys, their husbands. Oh my God. Sometimes we make jokes of
You
see? I'm vindicated.
All right.
Yeah?
Thank you so much.
He's been vindicated. Okay, thank you. They bumped my cable, Lord Jesus.
You're probably the only one that does not gist or does not do aproko in the salon.
Well, it looks like, I don't know. Well, like I said earlier, I mean, there are two different kinds of women.
Yeah.
There are two different kinds of women. Maybe I'm of the other. Why is that? Why is Gucci looking at me like, why?
Gucci, why are you here?
I came to show support to the Ministry of Men.
Yes, please.
I came to show support.
Are you also wondering what happened in the salon?
There are some things you should not know for your health care. Because what happened there, if you know, you divorce your wife.
Ah!
Not your own, no, the other people.
The other people.
What they say.
No, we must not do that.
No. See, don't know. It's just like what we guys discuss when we go to
bar,
and
okay.
Don't say that's not for ban. I mean, the decision.
That's all.
It's not about what we discuss. But the irony about what we don't discuss about our ladies there.
We don't. That's
what I'm saying. It's a big lie.
No.
We don't.
No, us, me
guys don't discuss about ladies.
Hi, your wife. That's fine. Hi, the baby. Fine.
That's it.
You good? Fine. Your motto? Fine.
That's
done.
We now go to...
I don't want to believe so.
That's it.
No. It's jobless men that do that one.
Okay.
We that are responsible men don't do it.
Okay, that's the same thing. Like, we have two different kinds of men, right? Same way we're having two different kinds of women.
I love you. Let me explain to you.
All right.
So, for the women, it's totally different.
Okay.
The salon is where they have their freedom to express their inner thoughts.
Who is holding them on the streets?
No, that's where they feel like with their fellow women.
Okay.
They don't just gist about you. It's about what you do on bed, what you do off bed, what you do at work, how you take your bath, how you don't carry the children.
We don't know today.
I don't do everything.
Today.
No, they are not interested about this thing.
God,
they say, I used to date a girl that would say, your best friends are your salon friends. Like when they are going to market or when they are going to salon, and they're going to ask, Alpha, why did they go salon now? Why they go salon? Why they go salon? They'll come organize. No.
They'll come meet.
It's like PTA meeting. All of them would meet here and they discuss everything there. But the sweet thing about it is when they discuss, they don't discuss fit to make you feel bad. They discuss because they just
want
to talk.
And they also want to learn new things. You know?
I know when ladies talk, it's different when guys talk.
Okay.
The ladies are programmed to talk better and to talk faster and to talk like deeper. Why we men, we just want to talk and forget.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure being here with the techers, by the way. I've been a beautiful big fan, and I'm not going to tell you simple truth. I've been listening 24/7.
Wow.
I'm not trying to hype you, but I tell you behind the scene, but I'm going to say it. You don't see me, I need a lie. I need a lie. I think this is one of the best shows on radio. I'm a big fan, and I'm going to continue being a big fan.
Labasti.
Please, once in a while, I need to even promote my brand too, because I'm very single. at all. And I know how people start relationship show or marriage show or couple show. There are a lot of, I know they play, I'm very serious. There are a lot of single girls out there.
They're looking for.
They're looking.
All right, Bucci.
My name is Bucci, aka Bucci. Laba.
AKA
I used
Laba.
To be here, please, in case you need me, just hang out to me. Thank you.
We're going to hook you up. We're going to hook you up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Wow.
So, do we need this salon matter now? Do we still need to continue? Have you agreed that that's where some relations, that's where things happen? We want to know today, ladies, talk to us. We want everything. My ear is full already. So that's where you guys go to see to talk.
Wow.
You set appointments. Let's see who's next. Messages are getting in their hundreds. Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? I'm speechless right now. I can't say nothing.
Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
You know, I love you guys.
We love you too.
nice show. What's up, Lagos?
Oh my God.
What's
we human go to salon to gist about men. Hi. Hey,
oh-ho.
My boyfriend do this.
Uh-huh.
My boyfriend do that.
Uh-huh.
You call ourselves. Hello, come and meet me at Lekki first one. Combo. The other one too. Combo. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I'm speechless.
You can't be speechless too.
I'm not speechless.
You cannot be speechless. You and the first lady that called, you almost make me feel like alcoholics.
I'm speechless.
So we need topic me. I thought maybe I was
you only topic me. What do you mean by that?
I almost felt like calling. Don't you have topic? When I was asking the question, what goes on to the salon? Hello, Andrea. You have heard your fellow women what they do in the salon?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not from this planet.
No. What salon are you going to serve?
I don't know. What's going on? I don't know.
Because in my young days growing up in Cameroon, I knew of this day. That ladies who always be in the salon, that's what they do, just have conversations. We don't have a problem. In fact, if you ask every man, they like you when their women go to salon. They like it because it's an opportunity for them to be there, be themselves, and talk.
Man.
But we want to know what else goes on.
I'm feeling very weird.
Like,
I'm feeling like I'm a weirdo.
No.
It's almost making me cry.
I know, right? But let's say the next... maybe the next caller will not agree to what others have said. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I just had a call back because I have been speechless listening to everybody.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Don't. Mm. I've concluded that there are sounds and then there are sounds.
Yes.
That's the way you said there are women and yes, that is it. There's no, now I feel like I need to go making my own calls and like, yo, do you go to salon to just because I've been hearing things on the radio?
Yeah, I think I also
and
need
I've
to do
shocked.
That.
She's actually in shock. Andrea is completely dumbfounded right now.
I am. I mean, listening to some, I'm like, really, people do that? No, I'm actually going to take my own survey too.
Wow. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you, darling.
At least you're not alone. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Chance to life.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Nelson.
Hi, Nelson.
So, that would be...
Oduobi.
Yes, great. Mm.
So Colin Steker is my in-law.
Yes.
So yes. He came all the way to that village.
Yes, I went
the
there.
The family that is like a village.
Do you know my family?
Why won't I know your... I know the family history.
Are you for real?
Because I'm from there. I'm very close there. My aunt was married to that family. Your grandfather had so many wives.
Absolutely.
I went to the compound, though.
You went to that compound?
I went there to do my back. That's where I paid the money, the bright price.
You really tried. You came all the way to that place?
I went to that. Yes.
So you're my in-law, Kosteke?
Yes.
Aww.
Yes, I am.
So I have an aunt that was married to that big family, Oduobi family.
Yeah.
Okay. Great to know. Let's talk on this salon matter now.
It is a known fact. That is where they discuss all manner of things.
Wow.
It's a known fact. Your wife knows.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's just the truth.
Thank you so much.
They discuss a whole lot of things. Positive things. Let's just keep it. Let's
leave it positive.
Let's just leave it that way.
All right.
So many things happen out there.
Hmm.
All right.
So I'm not the only man that thinks that a lot of women spend time in the salon doing so many things. And those things, men can only imagine because we don't know exactly.
If I want to talk, I know women are built, we're more vocal, right? Uh-huh. We communicate better. We know how to talk, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, when I want to talk, mm-hmm. I'd rather call my girlfriends and we go and hang out somewhere. Mm-hmm. We know that we're hanging out, we're having a recreation, you know, we're just going to chill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have a good time and we gist. Mm-hmm. Not going to the salon to sit down just to gist. Just to talk about men.
That's about it. You're like six of you on that.
Like, I'm trust me. That's why I said I'm feeling like a weirdo. Because... I'm shocked. Like, oh my goodness.
Jessica on Facebook says, women go to the salon not in the aim of doing amebo, but some go there to make their hair, and getting their gist begins. So they have no choice.
That's to join
the discussion.
Remember what I said. If the person making your hair taps you and said, hey, sister, I'll be waiting you think.
If I say, amebo and salon, they're like five and six. We need to go on a break.
Wow.
In a matter of seconds. When we come back, we continue with this. And we'd like to know what goes on in the salon. Maybe.
I'm also asking, right, do you prefer going straight to the salon or your home service? Do you prefer the home service or are you going straight to the salon? We'll be right back, Lagos. Do stay with us.
Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lagos Anthem, Zlatan, amazing music. I hope that you're having fun, Lagos. And we're still asking you the question. What goes down? What goes down in the salon? I've been speechless. I don't know. I'm speechless, trust me. But hey, ladies, men, let's know what goes down in the salon.
More messages coming in on socials, and one of them, this one says, well, what's up, Lagos? For me, my wife does plaiting of my hair and it's home delivery. So, I know I'm safe from women gossip at the salon. So, you agree? But when...
It says, but even at that, I have been sucking her up in order to cut her hair so as to save time for the
front. I said, it's time. I made the money. But the truth is, let's even put this hair matter, low hair and making hair. Please, I want to... Do you get attracted to woman's hair? Do you ever get attracted to woman's hair? Like, wow, I love this lady's hair. Wow, I love this lady because of her hair.
Do you mean get attracted or do you mean appreciate the woman's hair?
Okay, does
get attracted to a woman because of her hair?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Because I don't know, I'm looking for one man that would say, man, the first time I met you, the moment I saw your hair, in fact, that's what got me. I don't know. But guess what? We'll find out. This and more. I think Comfort is trying to tell us something, right?
WhatsApp messages, we'll quickly take them. If you wanted to still share with us, women, I don't know why I'm feeling this anyway, but shout out to all the women out there. Do send us a message, 0809-597-5805. You can call us 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line, because we want to hear more from you women today, 01465-7190. Okay, so Lakule from Ogba says, morning, Mr. and Mrs. Tekka. Someone once told me that if you want to know if your wife or girlfriend is cheating on you, just abuse the salon owner. Then you will hear the full gist. Okay.
Oh boy.
And he says, why men talk about sports? Some street chick, wink. All right, all right. So if you want to know if your wife is cheating on you, or if your girlfriend is cheating on you, go and abuse the salon owner. And that salon that you know that she's always going to, go there and just insult the salon owner. And then you hear the full gist. That is according to Olakunle from Ogba.
Now, know why you want to know why your partner is cheating on you. It's very important. Know why you want to know. Because some people just want to know to cause problem.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to know so that they can address it and fix it. You have more messages, right?
Yes, there are more messages.
Let's take them.
Sunday from Iba Estes says, what's up, Lagos? Let's see. He says, female salon is a market square where they talk more of relationship. They talk much of their male counterpart. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Titi Lola from Aja says, calling to Nigeria, please help us escalate the other road Aja traffic. It's crazy and taking too much from us every day.
That's
what's
right.
up, Lagos? We got you, babe. We've been talking about it and we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Innocent from Oshodi says, what's up, Lagos? Take a Meji. If you want to know what's going on in the salon, take a watch on Nigeria Village movie. In fact, from the beginning to the end, it's about my boyfriend, my guy, that guy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Man, it's crazy. I am. All right. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. You guys are doing well. To me, salon is the headquarters of Amebo Ladies. Do table our Matadia. Now, it depends on the kind of woman you have. If she's a quiet type, she'll make her hair and go home. But if not, she'll come back the next day. My name is Kingsley. The woman come back, the carry matras and their pillow to the salon and come back the next day. It's all right. Let's see. What's your name? Tinubu. Oh, no. Your name is Marshall, right? Marcel Anayo. Umena from Badagry says, what's up, Lagos? No transport buses to go out yesterday and this morning. I left my house this morning at 4:30 a.m., but no vehicle. People have suffered trekking front, una, back. Okay, this is good. Okay. All right.
I don't know how
that...
A lot of people have been talking about the state of the roads, really. Someone even sent on Facebook that commuters are stranded on the road, and it started since yesterday, that the government should address this issue before it gets out of hand again.
What is going on, actually?
It's just crazy. After you open 3rd Mainland Bridge, you expect that there should be...
Free flow of vehicles. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today on the show. We're still asking you what goes down in the salon, and Femilia has something to say. Femilia says, what's up, Lagos? When women make their hair, it takes enough time for the whole Nigerian problems to be solved. I don't understand. Anyway, he says, I've not made the mistake of following my wife before because that's her own parliament. But in my way, I agree with Andrea because a person like my wife won't say pim
in this
while
salon.
Making her hair. No matter how much other ladies try to engage her, it depends on the lady at the end of the day. Great. I'm glad you said this. Like I said earlier, there are two kinds of women. Maybe...
Those who
would love to engage and have conversations and, you know, just go on and on. Even if it's not their business, they want to just jump on a conversation and have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Why some people, if you don't call them, they won't say anything. No, and even if you call them, they just, you know, make one word statement and that's all. I love to mind my business. I'm not worried.
That's right. A number of people are celebrating today, so we'll be joining in the celebration and giving special shout outs to them. If you have anyone celebrating today you'd like us to join in the celebration, let us know. I just had to chip that in.
All right, we have a few other messages. This is Martina from Lekki Ikate Traffic. Wow, that means you're stalking traffic at the moment. And she's saying, I support Andrea, Mr. Teke, because she has gone with you to cut your hair. So I would advise you to go with her this weekend. And let us know if women talk. Then we can say you can say us the gist that's making them spend more time. All right, thank you.
You think they'll talk when I'm there?
No.
They'll be doing.
They don't care.
That's my show.
They don't care.
That's right. Yeah, don't go out.
All right, let's see. Unubweze from Ojodubega says, what's up, Lagos? Collins and Andrea, it's women who gossip a lot that talk when they're at the salon. Okay. Responsible women don't talk much at the salon.
Some people will say they stand, it's better to differ. Because you talk in the silent does not make you irresponsible.
Now, what kind of talk exactly are you talking?
That's
what
I want to find out.
Are you talking about who is gisting, who is cheating on who? Are you giving gossips? Or you're having... Because I have been in a gathering before, not a salon this time, a gathering where there were most of us there were women. And, you know, we're having... A woman, actually, was having a conversation about breastfeeding. And, you know, she just started talking about how it has been stressful for her and things like that. And somebody was trying to tell her what to do about it. And it became a round table talk. Mm. You know, everybody had their experience to share, you know. And I contributed because it felt like something I had to share. You know? I'm also a mother, you know. And that's like the kind of conversation that I jump into, you know. Mm-hmm. Trying to share my experience and see if it's something that can be helpful to the other woman. But I'm not one who would sit in a place where there's a gossip or where one is talking about one person. Or maybe because I don't have friends. Could that be it?
Maybe that could be it. You're just...
Even if I have friends, I don't think I'm going to have friends who will call my gist about men. I'm sorry.
Go give my left hand.
I don't. Oh, jeez.
Anyway, I know for sure. But see, there's nothing wrong gisting about men, really.
There's nothing wrong, right?
But, you know, men are just saying, in that salon you are going, we want to know what's going on there. Because let's be clear, so that when you go there, we know what to expect.
But you've been hearing what a few women said.
We've heard. Mm. We've heard a number of them.
You want to hear more?
We want to hear more.
Pick the phone call.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Aye. Ooh la la. Make sure you turn down the volume on your radio when you call. If not, there's going to be a hold back and that's going to be annoying. Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
What's
yes!
Up, Lagos?
Cheers to life!
Cheers to life! Yes! I was so excited. I was like, don't trip me like this. I was so happy. Only second, and I'm there.
Yeah.
What's up?
Good morning to you, people there.
Good morning.
Wow! You're talking about women, all the gossip in the salon. Let me tell you something. I'm an ELSB driver.
Okay.
So I get to the salon. One lady sent a request to me to pick her up in the salon.
Okay.
So but when I get to that salon, she already inside my car. She still comes out to go and tell the lady something what is up. I don't matter what is up. You have been talking since how many hours in this salon before you call me? And I've been here, I stand there over 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You did not come outside. Now, when we are ready to go, you still come down to go and tell somebody something. That's so annoying. That sometimes you look at this, what are they talking about? Nothing. It's about men. I don't like women when people put their head down. So I said,
all right, you made your point. Hey, you guys have made my baby girl right now. She's just feeling like what's going on here. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. I love making my hair in the salon because it's always fun with others, and you will also know what is happening. Solution solver. And the main thing that makes Yoruba and Igbos there, my sister. You will enjoy going to the salon when you guys are gisting. Just pray you watch good movie. You will know that some people are just crazy. So you are having fun with the gist.
Yeah, I think what she's trying to say is if you, more like they go there to maybe conclude it. If you saw, maybe if you the person who follows the soap operas and then you didn't watch a certain part.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you get to the gist, to the salon and, you know. This person talking about it. Oh, so this is what happened. Do you remember when we used to watch Catalina and Sebastian?
Hi,
Catalina. Who watched Catalina and Sebastian?
See those carry her hands up there.
You know, the gardener's daughter.
Now these days...
Where you are mine?
Someone said they go there to discuss Z-World. I can't argue.
Yeah, that I cannot argue too. I don't watch Z-World. I'm really weird, actually.
I
don't watch Z-World, but a lot of my friends watch. A lot of people watch Z-World and they follow it back to back. Telemundo and Red. See, madam.
I know.
What planet am I from?
The annoying part is, you see, I need to warn. Indian is warning. It's not a matter of it's warning. You produce a movie India and love stories, please. Suspense is not the only thing people should look out for in a movie. You suspend until you suspend walking. Somebody wants to walk from here to the door. You've been doing so much. Why? You've been doing so much. I saw one clip on social media recently. One grandma, you're going to say this one. A blessing is from Wari. But this grandma was so angry. Okay, in this scene, you know these love stories. You know, maybe the lady was looking for a man. They've been looking for themselves for a long time, mm-hmm. and then they keep meeting at the same place, but they will not see each other. That's when his mama just stood
Look
up from
at
the seat.
Look at your back.
He said, "Stand up. See him at your back." what is all this? This mama was angry. Please, it's becoming annoying. Everything's suspect. You be showing everybody's face. Zooming their faces for 5 minutes.
Now, a movie that is supposed to make you chill and relax will give you high blood pressure.
I don't understand.
Why?
Everything is not suspense, please. Go straight to the point sometimes. I know that thing where I just shook now. A lot of people can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
We have a few calls.
Oh,
hello?
My.
What's up, Lego?
What's up? Cheers to life. Who do we have? Good morning. Who's on the line?
It's Goody.
Hi, Goody.
Good day. Let's talk, Goody. Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the state.
Okay, let's talk.
Good to have you.
Yeah. Around the issue that is on ground, some women just go to the salon just to talk with their friends.
Hmm.
If a woman is reserved, she won't talk about men.
Okay.
As so, a woman again, mm-hmm. if they see television in the salon, they don't start watching. Especially telenovela and Z-Word.
Ah, that's why the TV is here now, for us to watch. Abi.
Yeah, but some woman will just be talking about the face.
Okay. I get your worry now.
He doesn't like the talking. Thank you so much.
Let us watch the movie and stop talking.
Oh, man. My.
Hello?
Good morning. Okay, let's take another. I want to take a message on Facebook. Obianeju Asanwa Azibike. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up to you?
Welcome.
Yes, my name is Akintola.
All right, good to have you,
Akintola. Good to have you, Akintola.
Yeah, thank you. Apart from the gossip they mm-hmm. make in salon,
yeah.
there's another thing they do. They change the destiny of innocent girls.
How do you mean by that? Explain yourself, sir.
You see, there are some innocent girls who really want to live a normal life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But because of what they hear from all these women, you know, it makes it difficult for them to have, you know, a future partner.
Like example of what they hear, what kind of things?
Like, they talk about their boyfriends.
Okay.
What their boyfriend bought for them.
Okay.
And so on like that.
Okay. Hmm.
So that's another havoc they make in the salon.
All right. But
so that's my contribution.
Are you worried about the time and the things that go on in the salon as a man?
Yes, honestly.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right, thank you so much. Now, if I own the salon, man, I'll just put law, please. It is not existing ground. But maybe you're going to lose customers.
You can't stop. You will not find any woman there. Like we said, you can't take talk away from women, right?
And men too. Men talk.
Exactly.
Just like we talk about different things.
Exactly.
Men can spend hours arguing soccer, arguing money. You now say we have bought this player. That's a fan talking about a team in UK.
Which money do you
team,
have to
you
buy?
You know, please.
We have bought...
How did you buy it?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my. More messages coming in, more calls. Good morning, beautiful couple. Love you guys so much. Collins, tell us, you know, how you attracted this woman. Okay, how?
Tell us, are you attracted to a woman's hair? What is your wife's...
Attracted to... No. What attracted me to her had nothing to do with physical.
Okay, was it your wife's hair
that attracted you to Nami
her?
Nami asked that question before.
He wants you to answer the question. What attracted you? Is it my hair?
No, I think
I was on low cut.
Yeah, you're in low cut. So, I mean, everything about your physique, everything about your physicalness is beautiful and attracted me. That's one. But the most important thing is that the one that attracted me the most, Elima, I cannot say explain it. You understand what I'm saying? I cannot explain it. Yeah, I said it's difficult. I cannot explain. It's inexplicable. Because the day I can explain it, that means the day the thing shifts. That means there's nothing to explain again. All right, guys. Before we go on a break and take some more, man, look at the messages. Where do we go from? Is it WhatsApp or is it Facebook or the calls?
I don't know.
All right, while we get to fix that, I want to give a big shout out to one special person who was born today in history. And this is coming from the entire team, you know, the entire team of Nigeria Info, the entire team on the Cool Wazobia family right here, Cool Wazobia Info family. And this special shout out is to this special lady. Her name is Omason Ogisi. She is the general manager, corporate services for MTN Nigeria. We want to give her a big shout out. We'll bring the voice here to say happy birthday to you. God bless you. Long life, prosperity. And we love you so much. And this is wishing you greater heights and more money and more great relationships. You're right. All right. Where's the party that invited us? Okay, COVID. But we can wear a mask. We'll come. We'll have the fun. Invite us, if you're hearing us right now, let us know so we can come have fun. All right. Have fun. Omason Ogisi. Thank you. Hope I got those pronunciations right. Guys, if you are from this part of the country, let us know. Yes. And if you have anyone who's celebrating today, let us know so we can join in the celebration. We'd like to celebrate everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a few WhatsApp messages.
Okay.
I will take this quickly. Innocent from Ojodu.
Mm-hmm.
Beggar says...
Okay. Ilongo.
What goes on in the salon? What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Teke. Baba, the day I went with my wife to the salon, chai, come and see. Come and see gist upon gist. My ear almost blew. I got to leave the place because the gathering be like where prayer warriors they pray. You know, funny at all. The day she went with me to the salon, upon say I meet people there, she no spend up to 1 hour for me. Again, who you want follow talk for Babin Salon? She na your clipper, I mean na your mustard. He say na aproko corner, walai. Alright, thank you.
On Facebook, what's up Lagos? James Bobby says, boss, the salon gist eh, na gengen omo, on menu. But finally, if you want make your ear full, follow her to the salon. James, sending a message from IKD. That's Ikorodu.
All right. And let's see. What's your name? I would really love that you put your name. Anyway, she's saying, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Andrea and Collins Teke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Andrea on this. Yay. I do not do aproko at the salon. Chill. If I change salon a lot, it implies that half of the people in my area will know literally everything about me. However, women just a lot at salons. All right. Thank you. And then this person says, what's up? Hearing Bucci's voice right now is orgasmic. All right. And Jimmy Lomak from Okwafo says, what's up, Lagos? Don't even try to ask ladies whether they prefer home service. Or salon, because Collins, do you prefer to watch football in viewing center or at home? The gossip will not allow them to prefer home service.
Jimmy, I can relate. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Techers. I love you. Okay, yes, I think you sent that earlier. That's from Malachi. Obianuju, good morning, beautiful couples. You said that already.
This person says, you can't compare salon at Lekki to a salon at Ajegunle. Some women fix their salon meetings to discuss business.
Okay, hold on. I don't think it's location. Guys, there is Lungu in every area in Lagos. Even... I'm sure even Banana Island, Lungu de Banana Island. For where, yes, VI, yeah, there are Lungus in VI.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a question of where. It can be, there are places more touche, let me use that word,
mm-hmm.
in along Lekki Ekpe Expressway, far, after Songotedo,
mm-hmm.
better than what you find in some so-called touche place. So Lagos is a blend of everything, you know.
I also do not think that it has to do with the person.
Mm-hmm. Well,
with the salon, I think it has to do with the person, the individual, the woman in question. We'll go on a short break, Lagos. We'll be right back. Just stay with us.